This is CliffCentral.com.
What's good, baby?
What's up, y'all? We back. It's Friday, and it's the Millennial Gen Show. But wait a minute.
Where we at?
We at Cliff Central, y'all. We are in the headquarters in Rivonia, Western Road. If you guys want to check us out, come say hello. Feel free. But y'all, obviously, because it's Friday, we have so much heat for y'all. Because that's all we do.
Guys, the internet dropped a new album.
Damn straight.
What? We got the boys in studio for, you know.
Yeah, hey, today.
A bit of banter.
Today we have something special for y'all. We have
our lady guest as well.
Yes.
You know, our favorite.
The lady hostess. Thank you.
All right, so why don't we start by introducing our guest, actually. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves? How about we take it away with brother man over there? Why don't you introduce yourself?
Alright, I go by the name of Sibs.
What up, player?
Dog, I'm chilling.
You good?
I'm easy. Good. How are you?
I'm
a language consultant, so I'm just teaching a few Chinese students English, so that's what I'm up to right now. Also trying to start a YouTube channel. So that's what I'm up to. Basically.
Okay, wait. Let's rewind a bit.
Let's rewind.
Tell me a bit more about this language consultant thing, because I'm a little curious about how that goes.
What it
know?
Do?
What it do? What does a language consultant do exactly?
Dog, you know, you're just teaching English to Chinese people.
So
essentially,
is it only Chinese people?
Like it's Chinese people. There's what else? What's the other country?
Taiwanese people.
Those are the two countries that we teach. So it's just them.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. So it's just Asian people. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how is that like? Is it like fulfilling or is it like?
It can get frustrating.
I'm sure.
It can get very frustrating. But I mean, like, it's chilled essentially. But the lower levels, you get really frustrated with them because you know you're there for 45 minutes trying to teach, like, 3 words or 12 words, for instance, and you're just repeating words for 45 minutes. So that can get a little frustrating, a little mundane, gets a little boring, repetitive. But the higher up levels, you also get to learn a few things. So like you might meet a business person, something, and then you just have a normal conversation. The younger students like that are in varsity and stuff, those are the like fun lessons because they just like, yo, let's bash this lesson in like 10 minutes. Then it's just have a conversation. So that's pretty chill.
That's pretty cool. I think the company that you do that for owes you some money for advertising because I haven't heard anyone in my life. I agree.
They really should be paying up, dog. I need a higher position from here. All right.
Okay, on to our next guest. What's your name, brother?
My name's Ayanda.
Alright. What do you do, Ayanda?
Dude, just trying to get this degree. Currently, right now, I'm still at UJ, you know, studying accounting. Before you ask, yes, it's terrible. Just trying to, you know, get this degree and see where it goes.
Okay. Yeah, dude. Accounting.
Could never be me.
It was never in my forte.
We can even miss that whole conversation.
Yes. Because it can get confusing.
Yo, dog. It's just, I don't want to speak about accounting. I don't think our listeners want to speak about accounting.
I don't think so either.
I don't want to speak about accounting.
So you were saying that you want to start a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
What do you want to do on this YouTube channel?
So, like, basically, it's about me and just being curious about things. So, like, ever since I came to Joburg, there's a whole bunch of things that I didn't think I was interested in that all of a sudden I was interested in, like fashion, for instance.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like the people that I'm hanging around, all of a sudden they're building their fashion empires and stuff. So that became an interest for me. That became something that I wanted to look into. Mm-hmm. So it's not necessarily things that I know a lot about, but just things that I've been introduced to that I'm starting to like get traction with. So like with the whole fashion thing, I just want to know people's perspectives with the whole thing. So like I want to interview people that are like artists and be like, yo, what's fashion mean to you? Some dropouts, like people that are just fashion forward, for instance, and just see what their take is on fashion. And then in the same aspects, I want to try and like build my fashion portfolio, if you will. That's one of the first things that I want to do, like my journey with fashion while I learn from other people.
Yeah, so like a platform.
Yeah.
Okay, that's dope.
I like the way you explained that.
Yeah, that was pretty
like,
cool.
You know, when you start, the boys are looking at them. They're going wild.
They're proud of me right now. They're proud.
That deserves to.
Nah, there you go.
So I appreciate that.
Right, so what's your YouTube channel going to be called?
Curiosity.
Curiosity. I think there might already be one.
Yeah, really? And I just might steal that before.
Oh no! So,
so that means you gotta get.
I revealed a bit too much.
Yeah.
All right. Well, now I can still go to the drawing board about this, as long as the idea is still around.
As long as the concept
is
strong.
Yeah, dog. Like,
I mean, dude, no one can live your life. No one can tell your story.
Type
so
thing. You know
it
what
hasn't
mean?
Been done before.
Exactly.
Swag.
Nah, but I fuck with that.
That's pretty cool, you know? Dog. I don't like. I mean, hit us up, dog. We like to do these things too.
Once we're up and running, I might be here filming
an
episode.
You're gonna be back, guys.
I'm gonna be back. Definitely.
Oh wait, I like that, man.
Without a doubt.
I mean, I also want to start a YouTube channel because I'm funny as shit, man.
I just want to start
a YouTube channel.
We've had discussions.
Like I just, it's like it's that time. We all live our lives in such a hilarious way that it should be put in camera.
I was out for the day the other day, and we were vlogging.
We were vlogging.
It's like uncomfortable. Like I'd feel very awkward just walking around with the camera.
Yeah, but it's not like
that. Yeah, it's really not that bad.
It's really not that bad.
No.
What were you guys vlogging about?
Our day.
Yeah.
None of your business.
Okay. I wish.
I'm joking. No, we just had a young interview.
Shots fired.
All right. Yes, you had a young interview.
He interviewed me.
Oh.
You know, give me the lowdown of what happens here.
I see.
Then we did a little shopping.
Oh, a little alone time. Okay, Ajay. Shout out, my man.
In my most comfortable place, you know, whilst I'm shopping.
Obviously, man.
And the rest you'll have to see on my vlog.
Okay, that's a good plug. Why don't you plug
I really
vlog?
Wasn't in this girl's vlog. Like, she's just trying to use me as clout.
But that was very well played. I can't lie. All right, guys. So, as you know, we have this thing about like a monthly narrative where we like to talk about things that matter.
Yes.
Or rather, we want to get the dialogue going on things that matter.
Deep
so
stuff.
I've informed all of you guys prior to this that this month we are talking about the best and the worst things about South Africa with emphasis on the best. Remember, this conversation is supposed to be a progressive one.
Yeah.
Cool. You don't say some shit unless you have some kind of a solution to it. You know what I'm saying?
Why he's looking at me. No, this feels so personal.
Let's start off with you then.
Okay. But I mean, I've answered this question like 2 weeks in a row now.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
no one wants to hear from me anyway.
Okay.
What are we saying, dog?
Best things about South Africa. Right now, especially as like a youth.
Yeah.
There was this whole narrative of like, you have to go to school, you have to do this, whatever. And like what I've seen is people aren't afraid to like do the shit that they're interested in. Right
yeah.
Now. Like, especially young people are, and we might not have it right because there's a bit of education that's missing because people just drop out and then like think 2 weeks time I'm gonna have that deal, 2 weeks time I'm gonna have my 10,000 subscribers. Mm. But as you can see, there's many YouTube channels that are coming out.
Mm.
That's
yeah.
people just doing what they want to do instead of like, ish, I said I must do accounting. Now it's shaking. Or you're doing law, and you definitely first year for 3 years. You tired? Like things are just going west for you. So like,
yeah.
In that aspect, I think it's good that like we're taking a whole bunch of notes from overseas. Like we see a whole bunch of like young people just doing what they want to do, starting labels, starting clothing companies, and we just learning from that and having our little South African twist on it.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, we've had quite a few artists on here who, like, they're independent artists. They realize they don't need the big man to do it. They can be the big man.
Yeah, you know, be the big
man. You know, I agree with that. Well done. Big ups to you.
Congrats.
I actually wanted to get another horn that makes like a farting sound for if your answers suck, but I didn't have enough time to download.
I'm glad I came.
So we're just gonna skip the bad part of South Africa then, because like that was such a good answer.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that was a pretty
Got
good
a
answer.
Tear
yeah.
in my eye.
For real?
No.
Oh, damn it!
Now we're moving on to Mr. Accounting. What you saying, dog?
Man, I think there's a lot of talented young youth right now, and things like Cliff Central, we also have like a platform to show off our talents, and I think it's great. I really, really think it's great. Can I just speak on the bad though?
Yeah, go
I think for that it should be just like influenced by the Western, but not copying. Mm. Yeah. That's what I particularly don't enjoy.
Sheeping.
If you look at television right now, Bachelor South Africa, Take Me Out South Africa,
my gosh.
Real Housewives of Johannesburg, like it's just everything is copied. Just copied. Yeah. And there's so much talent right here that we could, you know, we could create our own stuff. So I think just we need to focus on the talent of like the youth, and I think it's a great thing. I think
that's that's cool. I mean, I agree with you 100%, but I think there's a fine line between copying and being inspired by. I mean, obviously, like the stuff that you mentioned.
That's why I said influence. There's a difference between influence and copying.
I think, exactly. what we need to do is take the good. We take that good and we make it our own.
Exactly.
You know? So, like, they're doing recycling. Okay. Nigga, like, we didn't have the problem until you motherfuckers came here anyway.
But I mean, with like stuff like your project One Raise and some of the other, like The Bachelor and that stuff, I don't really enjoy those shows that much, I think.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's a part of it that's not bad because it's creating jobs, you know, because like a lot of those things, they patent the idea, they trademark it, so you can't just copy it. You have to franchise in essence. But that's still like, it's still creating jobs. It's still giving people the opportunity to be on TV shows like that. So like I agree with you because I think all of that television is just trash. but at the same time, like it kind of serves a purpose, a small purpose. But like it contributes to the whole... things just leaving South Africa, like they're just not like less originality, let's say.
I
agree. That's dope. How about you, Adi?
The good or the bad?
Both.
Take it away.
Let me start with the bad. Uh-huh. I feel like the bad is like such an untrusting place. Like we don't trust people like here, and that fucks with me a lot.
But with reason though.
Yeah.
Nah, there's reason, but like at the same time, you can't build a community if you don't have trust.
True.
You know? Like how are you supposed to build a place where everyone respects each other if no one trusts anyone? You know? Like take Japan for example.
Yeah.
Like have you seen the way that those guys live their lives?
Can't say I have.
Dog, like I've been doing research on that place and it's just incredible. Like the amount of order, people respect each other there. It's like, it's just a wonderful place because there's that trust in each other and that respect for each other. And I feel like that's what we lack here in abundance. Like people don't respect one another. People are selfish here. But in terms of the good, like I feel like South Africa, even as an African nation, but like even in terms with like the worldview, we're actually very advanced in terms of, okay, like it's the first world part of the country, but in that sense, like in our medicine and our creativity and just our general knowledge, we're very advanced as a nation, and I fucks with it hard. Like if you check the people that are doing bits overseas, like Percy Tau today just signed for Brighton Hove in the UK.
That's
big news, bro. Yeah. That's like big news. Like Elon Musk, South African, tearing shit up.
Yeah, true.
Like People like underestimate the amount of talent and guile that we've got down here.
But I think what we should try to do is harness this and just put it out there.
And keep it here also. Yeah. Like let's keep it local. Like it's great that they're going overseas, they're doing lots, but what are they doing here?
But what's dope is like what I've seen, a lot of like international, like other countries are starting to see South Africa for what it is. Like they actually are starting to pay attention. They're starting to listen to our music and all that stuff. So they're like, it is getting out to the world. It's just I don't know if we need to find a better way of getting it out there, but like people are starting to notice us.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you know what I think the problem is? Like people in South Africa don't back each other as much as they should. You know what I mean?
Word.
Like the only reason so many overseas artists make it so big is because we support them more than we do our own people.
True.
So if we could just like all come together, back each other's crafts, like retweet someone's SoundCloud link, stuff like that, then of course we're going to grow to a point where you know,
catching more followers, actually people seeing what they actually like.
Exactly.
But then another thing is it also depends on the kind of quality that's being put out. Like if someone is doing something bad, I'm not just gonna tweet it just because
damn African.
Y'all are haters.
It's bad.
Yeah, no, but like I kind of agree with them there. Like if it's trash, it's trash. Like I mean, rather you tell them that they need to improve so they get to the point where they need to be, rather than backing them.
Another thing is we are sensitive.
Yeah.
Like
no one likes getting laughed.
You can't tell someone like this isn't bad without them getting offended.
Twitter
and
is
you
a dark
hater.
Place.
Twitter
is
a fun one.
You are not safe.
Yo. Twitter is a very dark place.
No, especially Black Twitter.
Yeah, Black Twitter will have you.
Like where is white Twitter though?
There
like,
is no white Twitter.
There is no. Oh, so we have
it's prepaid advertisements. It's sponsored content.
I've never even gotten a whiff of white Twitter, Indian Twitter, Asian Twitter. It's just us.
It's just
black people going off at each other.
Yo, that's true. But I mean,
Uber facts. Don't forget about Uber facts.
I forgot
a black guy as well. Yeah.
Is it really?
It is a black guy. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, he's like a mixed race. I don't. Yeah. I'll call
he's
him.
He's black.
Him.
Yeah.
You'll give it to him.
Yeah. Like the French team.
Yeah, yo, the African,
the last African team.
No, for real, that's Africa Light there, dude. For real, the French team was Africa
they have a
Light.
Strong
it came home in this cup.
Of Africa.
Yes, a lot of Africans were in that team. Dog.
Okay, so I have a question to ask you guys.
Yeah.
What if you guys could live for 200 years? Like, would you like that?
Yeah. No.
Am I aging?
That's my question too.
Yeah. Am I aging? Because like I've seen 90-year-old people, and that's just at 90. If I'm aging at 200, I'm pretty useless.
Like, what are you still doing with yourself?
At that age, I must be useless.
Okay, let's just say you age slower.
Yeah, then I can consider it.
Cool. Then you have
you
a
age
lot
at
more
half
time.
The rate.
At that would be fun. You have double the time to just do what you want to do. You can actually think shit out. Like, you can think shit through and be like, ah, fuck, I don't want to be that guy.
I mean, I think
or you can be all those guys.
True, that's another thing.
You've got so much damn time.
Exactly.
You can do
but I mean, a negative part of that is that you'd have to watch everyone you love die.
That's what I was going to say, everyone else ages.
No, but like, twice.
Okay,
no, but just think about this. So I read an article the other day, and it was speaking about how scientists say that the first people to live to 200 years have already been born.
Oh.
So now imagine that. We are amongst the first people. Like to live to 200. We don't know it yet because we haven't gotten there yet, dog.
So
that's 10% of most of our lifespans at this moment. Like,
true,
you know?
Damn.
That would be
I just left y'all guys with a bomb there.
Like, we did the math. It's like, god damn.
Okay, so, well, like, as this turns out, Sanlam is turning 100. And yeah, they're looking ahead to the future. So, the 200-year-old future is like it's a podcast basically, and it's based on Leading Science, featuring the voices of Nambita Mpulwana and Tapela Mokoena. It's the story of Lesedi Ndaba told in the year 2218. Yeah, 2218. That's in a while. so basically, it's a podcast that pulls back the curtain to the world of the future. So yeah, if you guys are interested on that and want a little, you know, you want to find out a little bit more about that, just head to the 200yearoldlady.co.za to listen, or you can find more at cliffcentral.com.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Bim.
All right, y'all. We're gonna have a young music break. Give you guys some fire ass tunes. Ade, what you got lined up for the people, hey?
Dude, there's this new Alpha Miss song, dude. It's incredible. It's called No Peace.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Hey, ooh, yeah, it's hot as a motherfucker. What's up, y'all?
What's good, baby?
Welcome back, y'all. As you know, this is the Millennial Gen on our usual Friday ting at cliffcentral.com. Yeah, all right. So, Banter with the Boys continues. Banter with the Boys
and
Girl. Yes. Banter with the Boys and Girls continues. But we switched up on our guests. So, thanks to our last two for coming through. So we have two new people. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves? Hey, hey.
I'm not actually new, guys. I've been here twice already.
Just say your damn name.
My name's Kudzi. They roasted me last week, if you guys heard. But yeah, I'm back. I'm back. I'm here to redeem myself. I'm here to redeem myself. I'm back.
All right, welcome. Thank you. Nice to have you. Number two, what's your name? Cuz.
Yo, what up, guys? My name is Sabang. Yeah, guys.
What's so funny about that?
Shit. Already, I'm being roasted.
Yeah, I'm roasting you.
Yes. Nah, I had to keep up the culture.
Nah,
you got it. You got it.
Okay, what do you do, Tabang?
Well,
are you also a language consultant?
Hey?
Are you also a language consultant?
Yeah, I guess you could call it that. Yeah, but I'm still studying as well. So I'm studying finance.
Ish, another Wait. One.
Currently, I'm doing it through UNISA.
Okay.
I used to be at UJ.
Okay.
I studied marketing and then kind of wasn't for me. So I just decided to change up and stuff. And
so finance is for you?
Yeah. Okay. I got a passion for finance. I love money. I love numbers. So
Yay.
Yeah.
Damn.
Okay, so I'm just going to jump into this question because like, damn, I need to know the answer. I just need to know the answer. So I even asked my... So my followers on Instagram, I did one of those,
a poll.
Those polls.
Now do one of those question thing, like ask me some questions, you know.
Oh, okay.
So the question
that thing
I was
is
like,
stupid, though. By the way,
I feel like it's because so we're about to use one of the.
I think he's just hating.
You don't have followers.
Oh, you want to start this again?
Homeboy had some uncomfortable questions.
No, let's just say no one asked you questions.
I think everyone has something against me on this show.
No, that's not how it is. Like, you're just speaking out of turn and forgetting who has the controls to the mic here.
Know your place, player.
Boy, I think it's actually quite interesting because I get my followers to, like, maybe shape kind of the theme of our show.
Yeah.
So I ask them, like, what should we speak about? So it's banter with the boys. So I'll
and
throw
Zintle.
Out a band.
And Zintle. Zintle. Yeah, like...
You're just one of the boys in my eyes. Yeah. That's how it is. That's, So it's like, someone asked, why hoes be hoes? And I was like, damn.
You shit. Mad, bruv?
Shit.
I tried to answer that question, but I couldn't.
Okay, let's start with this. What is a hoe?
Yeah, let's start
let's
with
start
this.
Let's start there. What is a hoe?
What
Thank
is
you.
A hoe?
A hoe is someone that does the most.
Okay, so I do the most.
No, but
that's even my handle. So
your handle is I do the most.
Zed does the most.
So according to Kudzi,
I'm a hoe.
No. You didn't let me explain.
I'm also trying to make that link right now.
No. Let me explain. You know how? Okay, even though it is like stereotypical and everything, how if a guy sleeps with 15 girls, right?
Yeah.
That's chilled. Mm-mm. He's like, yo, this guy peaks. This guy's a sex. You know what I mean? And as soon as a girl does that, she's labeled as a hoe, right? So I'm saying, in terms of society's way of looking at it, a hoe for a woman is someone who sleeps with a lot of guys, like a lot of guys.
And you know what I have to say is stop oppressing women's sexuality.
No. I mean, I'm not oppressing.
I think
guys are hoes as well.
Yeah, guys can
like,
be
guys just, can be hoes like, as
yeah,
well.
Guys are hoes. Exactly. You just
call the fuck boy.
Yeah, you call us fuck boys.
So why don't we call girls fuck girls?
I mean, you can.
What the
it
hell?
Has a roll of the tongue. Also,
yeah,
like.
It doesn't. She's a fuck girl. Nah.
She a fuck girl. Nah, dude.
No, but I think I get what you're saying because it's used as an oppressive term for women. And like, okay, so I hear that chop. But for men as well, fuckboy is the same thing, is it not?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So then should we not stop with that shit as well?
No, because I think girls are still expected to go out with fuckboys, and fuckboys are still seen as attractive, but hoes are
like... Yeah, because you guys are the ones that like this. You have a good guy in your face, and you guys are like, nah,
yeah,
I want the guy
actually.
That smokes, and he's wearing a leather jacket with tattoos. And he looks, and you can see that this guy's going to break your heart.
It's
who goes it?
And you guys are
murdering And he has a motorcycle. Yeah. He goes to the club every single weekend. He's doing the most. You're like, yo, I want that guy.
The thing is, I've seen this shit play out live.
Yes.
Yeah. I've experienced Likewise. That shit, actually. Yep. I've experienced it.
Yep. A girl gave you bat. Were you the nice guy?
No, okay. Well, every guy faces bat first. Of all. Everyone gets bat.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
So I'm not scared of getting bat, for real. You can... Ha, 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 ha. Yeah. So, but next, what I'm saying is, like, we've all faced a situation where you've been too nice to someone and they just don't take you seriously.
Yeah.
So they fuck you over.
Damn yeah, so they straight. Fuck you over.
They're like, no,
and
this
then
guy,
they go complain about being done by a fuckboy.
You
can't, but you can't have
into
your
the
cake
arms
and
of the fuckboy. You literally walked into the arms like, of the fuckboy.
I don't know how to defend the female.
Yeah, that was
community.
We kind of just just cornered. She felt so cornered because everyone's like, nah, but listen.
Because I'm also guilty of that, but like, I think it comes with maturity. Like, And bad boys are attractive, you know.
You see,
so it's your fault. It's your fault.
So you're attracted to them. Then you guys are attracted to them.
And then you're attracted to these guys, and then you're surprised when they do like, dirty. And then next girl falls for the exact same thing.
According to Jennifer Lopez,
and then you tweet, men are trash.
Men only become useful after 33.
Oh, hectic. Okay, but let me tell you, men are trash, okay?
Yeah, no, but men are trash. Men are trash.
But women, like, this, I don't want to start, like, this conversation and, like, where I'm now that guy that's, like, women are also trash, like saying white lives matter. And shit like that, or all lives matter. But at the same time, y'all are trash too.
I think you guys, shout out to you guys.
I think the thing is, there's this thing of like kind of a counterculture that's like being brought up now. So it's like, okay, I'm a feminist.
Yeah, you better be. I'm looking at a day right now while he talks. Like,
I'm a feminist. Like, straight up, I'm a feminist.
Yeah.
And, like, I've had conversations with people, and they've been like, no, you can't be a feminist if you're a man.
I don't think is true.
I don't think it's true either. And yeah. I believe that I'm a feminist because I believe that females should have the same rights as men.
Yeah.
And, like, we're equal. So is that not what being a feminist is about?
Yeah.
Mm. So, for me, I know it's this. The thing is, I know I'm wrong at the same time because.
Are you trying to say that women should be held to the same standard?
Yes.
Yes. That's the same thing. Like, so the term fuckboy and men are trash is used so loosely, and it generally doesn't apply. Like, it applies to one person out of 10, let's say.
No, okay.
But it's like going on area. And then when the opposite happens, like a girl is called a hoe, not saying that I condone such, but then all of a sudden it's hoo ha.
I feel like, okay, on the men are trash issue, men are trash isn't just about like cheating guys, it's about a bigger thing.
It's about violence,
you know, rape, okay, nothing. Yes. It's about
men
that. Men are indeed trash.
So
when you're talking about like about men and women being like trash, like let's say just like fuck boy, fuck girl type thing. If we're talking about like the cheat thing, if we're holding them to the like same level in terms of that,
then women are trash as well.
Yeah.
When you talk about that,
don't say it like that.
I'm gonna jump on you right now.
Shit,
look, so men are trash is not only about the perpetrators of the act, but also men who just keep quiet, say nothing.
Yeah.
You guys go out, you know your friends are rapey, and you're just like, oh no.
Not calling him out.
You're still trash because you haven't done anything to stop the act.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you're not against the act, you're with the act.
Yeah, it's the bystander effect.
Yeah.
That's lit.
Shit.
So, in conclusion, men are trash.
No. But the thing is, this didn't start off with men are trash, and I'd like to point that out.
Yeah.
Like, in no ways am I saying, like, men being called fuckboys is the same as, like, women are trash. Like, no, by no means. Like, it's a whole movement. It's got a deeper meaning. But the whole topic and the question was,
Why hoes be hoes?
Daddy issues.
You think so?
They don't have a dad at home, so they want many dads.
Oh no.
They want many dads.
No.
They want all the daddies.
No.
Okay, maybe my thing is maybe I know too many hoes.
Yeah, you also know.
Like, dude, was that a philosophical thing? Was that a deep thing?
But I mean, I feel like it goes both ways because I'm sure for just as many hoes, you know, just as many fuckboys.
Exactly.
Okay, that is true. Too many fuckboys as well.
I think all these terms should be dropped altogether.
Yes.
Yeah, we should just move towards a better society as one.
Because
like these things really create tension between two. Like it's created such a divide between men and women.
Yes.
But I mean, for some of the shit, it really should. Like, I mean, like this like whole accountability thing that's been happening and been on the up and up. I think that's great. I think we need shit like that. But I think we need to move together as a society. But like, how do you do that?
Yeah.
How do we move
treat
forward?
People better?
You
guys,
know?
I think people must just mind their own business. Like, if I want to sleep with 10 people, why do you guys care?
Okay, no, I will do that.
Yes.
But don't now go telling, like, giving some guy this fantasy world where he's this only nigga within 10.
Yes.
Like, don't go.
That's where the problem don't comes go in.
That's where the problem
like,
comes
that's
in.
Where the problem comes in.
Yeah. So
like, by all means.
Yeah.
enjoy your sexuality.
Thank you.
But don't go now like trying to fuck around with other people. And like, cause that sends people to like bad places.
Yeah, so
that's what turns normal guys into fuck boys.
So just be honest with your intentions.
Same thing with men. Like that's what turns a lot of guys, I mean, a lot of females into said.
But I think that's exactly that's where hoeing is. Like if you, let's say, sold dreams. Let's say for instance, me and you and stuff.
Yeah.
You know? So we have something going on, but you still sleeping around with everyone else and stuff. That's where you start hoeing. But if you have no,
if I'm not dating you,
if you're not
dating anyone,
or you're not vibing with anyone, exactly, you're not serious with anyone else. This that shouldn't be hoeing.
You're living
that's,
your best
that's
life.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're doing what you want to do. It's not a problem.
There's too many people just think that because you're living your best life, now you're hoeing around.
No, and it's not like that.
No, exactly.
Stop catching feelings.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Hey, dog, I was also like, how do you even respond to such? Stop catching feelings.
So I think the conclusion is that hoeing is hoeing when someone's feelings are getting played with.
Yeah.
I think that's
no, intentionally.
I feel like when there's
I want to say collusion. I don't think it's collusion.
I don't think.
What's the word?
Stop using big words.
Just because you don't understand them. Buy a dictionary. Damn. Actually, educating people.
Shots fired.
No, but what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know. I can't even remember what you said, man. That was some heat, dog. Damn.
Simply, I apologize.
Apology not accepted.
Okay. All right. So I think back to what we were saying. So the answer to the question of why are hoes be hoes, or rather, what is a hoe? Is a hoe is someone who plays with someone's feelings intentionally. So let's just all agree, and we hope our listeners agree. Don't play with people's fucking feelings.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Leave them alone.
I feel like this is a good discussion though.
Yeah, same.
Just be honest. Just be honest with people. You know?
Be honest with people. Be honest with yourself.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, I'm gonna go speak to a few of my friends, you know. I feel like they need a bit of a talking.
You and me both, brother. All right, so we have a music break coming up for y'all really quickly. But before that, we wanted to let you know that Lerato Tshabalala is back with a brand new episode today. And on this episode of Living Up, brought to you by Taylor Blinds and Shutters, Lerato chats to Jackie Frost from Denim Furniture and Chantal Jonker. I hope I'm saying that right. From Jonker Interior. I definitely don't think I'm saying that right. Talks about evolving children's spaces from nurseries to spaces fit for toddlers and teenagers. Make sure you get new episodes every Thursday and explore interior design, making the better use of space you have, making better use of the space you have, how to make your room more intimate and deco for kids, and so much more. If you're a parent, you won't want to miss this week's show. Living It Up with Lerato Tshabalala is brought to you by Taylor Blinds and Shutters. Are your windows and doorways crying out for some much-needed attention? Taylor Blinds and Shutters are a stylish solution to give them a breath of fresh air. Trusted, innovative, quality, and style. Pause. I'm not supposed to say pause.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Amen.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Can you just stop? Say shut up.
You know your mics are on, guys, yeah, and you're like, busy whispering
you
like little schoolgirls.
You know you're live.
On
you're
live.
Can I just make an announcement?
Yeah.
Yo, no tea.
Yo. Come on, boy. Speak into the mic. Say what you feel, brother.
And someone record this, too.
Speak your mind, dog.
Say what's true to your heart,
say what you
brother.
Gotta say, young
baby,
man.
Baby, I fell in love with you from the first time I saw you.
Who are you talking
to? Who are you?
Who is this directed
guys,
to?
I'm just...
That didn't look like a joke to me. Damn, player.
That was 10.
Nah.
Did you literally stop the entire
show? Nah, that was for my crush.
Is she listening?
She's gonna listen.
She is now.
Damn straight.
Guys,
this was live, dog. I mean, you can't just come and then
throw bones at your girl.
That's why we haven't even told her to come.
Yeah.
It's smooth, don't you?
So we're not even adding to our listeners and then.
She's gonna listen. She's gonna listen, guys.
All right, whatever you say.
Okay.
Anyways, I even forgot what we was going to talk
about. We're talking about women's rights.
Damn.
Yes.
We think we made the perfect segue into this conversation.
Yep, we did. We needed to.
Yeah. So, women's rights.
What are we saying?
What are we saying about women's rights? Is that our rights are still slacking, guys?
Okay, you know what?
Yeah.
How can we help? That's going to be the most important question for us to ask.
Yeah, what do we do?
What can we do as men to help?
I'm sorry,
played anytime.
No, like that wasn't supposed to happen. That really wasn't supposed to go down. Anyways, yes, what can we do to help?
Okay, so I don't know if you know, but you know, tax went up. VAT, V-A-T.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Value added tax. Yeah. And
we were not aware of that. Thank you.
Anyway, so VAT also went up for women's pads, tampons, sanitary stuff, which is whack, guys. Yeah. Like, that's a necessity. You know, like, women don't choose to bleed every month. Mm. You know, and now you guys want to make it even harder for us.
Why are you saying you guys like it's us, dog? Why are you just looking at us like,
don't
you
react
guys?
Because like you know you're gonna start something. Yeah. Don't react like you're gonna start something.
Agreed. But I agree. I think those should, first of all, they should be made available at a price that everyone can get.
Not even at a price. Why are they not free?
Yeah, they have to be.
That's
if they
do
make
you know
sense,
what's
that
so confusing?
They have to be free.
We get free condoms.
And they're flavored. Like,
yeah.
What is that?
They come with the flavorage now.
What?
They come with the strawberry. They come with grape.
Banana.
You guys are bringing out the file.
I don't know these things. I'm a virgin. So
is this?
I think you just blew the mic. Like,
is this what you guys were finding out when you did your vlog, man? Is this what you guys?
Well, that was hectic.
I'm sorry.
I think we need to like just redirect the shit.
Yeah. Yes. Tax. So, but how do you think? What can be a solution to this though? Because I mean, this is a matter that big corporates need to deal with. The companies that make them need to make them freely available. Or the government needs to invest in a company that produces these things at a mass rate.
I mean, do you remember that night we went to in Rosebank? It was that like. It was some entrepreneurs event, and there was that lady that made reusable, like pads, reusable pads that can be used in like the townships.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah, so like there are people doing
that
things.
Actually trying.
The question is like, why don't we all know about it?
Because people want to make money and.
But the thing is, like, giving back has become something that's almost, it's like its own industry almost.
Yeah.
I mean,
no, it literally is.
You know, like,
back
these,
for clout.
Yeah, yes, obviously. But even, like, a lot of big companies will do these charity initiatives for tax returns.
Yeah, it's necessity now.
You know, like, so, I mean, if these like, in essence, shady things are already being done, why can't that same thing be transferred to making these pads free? You know what I'm saying? Like, why can't it become, like, a whole CSI initiative?
Yeah.
So that's a good question. Like, why? I feel like I don't want to ask why isn't someone doing something about it, because I'm sure someone, like, there's gang people trying to do something. But, I'll ask the question again. Like, how do people, like, how isn't this something that's already solved? Like, it feels like, it makes me feel like this country is just so backwards.
But, I mean, it's not just here. Like it's kind of all over the world. It's a very widely faced issue. But I think it's just not something that first of all, the media doesn't cover these issues.
It doesn't seem to be like...
Actually, Cosmopolitan magazine started a petition that you guys can sign. This is not an advert.
sounded like an advert.
I know it did. Sorry. They started a petition to actually get free pads in South Africa, so you can like go on there, sign, or donate to the cause. That's a form of media that's trying to do something. But again, you have to look at who reads Cosmopolitan.
Exactly.
Just women.
Yeah, it's not in a big place where everyone can see it.
I mean, if Cosmopolitan spoke to GQ,
that's what I'm saying.
Let's do this.
Yeah.
Like, that would be a smarter way of tackling the issue, you know?
Yeah, so we need to, like, send the message.
Sexes,
yeah,
basically.
There we go.
Because I feel like men wouldn't, like, I don't mind contributing towards.
Yeah, you guys opposed free pads?
Hey. Nah, dude, you're not.
Like, I did a whole piece at Vits for this shit.
Yeah, you did artwork, guys.
That's so cute.
I'm gonna turn your mic off. Come play these games around here.
Shucks. Okay, so I mean, so like, if you're listening, if you're a big corporate and you're listening, do something about it.
Yeah.
Right?
Help them.
Help them. We need to figure it out. And I think we ourselves as the youth must also come up with an innovative solution.
And sustainable.
Sustainable solution instead of just saying what the problem is. We need to try and figure out a solution.
Yeah, we're not the DA out here.
Yes, so that is my challenge.
Is that shade?
The shouting problem.
Is that shade?
Not solving the problem, just shouting at the problem.
Oh my gosh. That was definitely shade.
Yeah.
I'm gonna start my own political party.
Okay. Dude, that's a bit scary.
Yeah.
That's
not supporting that one.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
For real.
Sorry.
Okay, in the dying minutes, the question that I asked you guys, I sent you this question earlier. The best and the worst things about South Africa. But from a good perspective. Oh, emphasis on the best. Do you guys have some solid answers?
Tabang, boy.
Oh, yes. No.
Shout out. Yeah, I'm blind. Now I'm playing. Okay. For me personally, I think the best thing about South Africa is our culture, guys. Like, we're so diverse. We've got, like, so many different languages. We've got so much going on in this country. So that just, like, leads us and gives us, like, a gateway and opportunity to do so much out there, you know?
Without appropriating people's cultures, yes.
Yeah. But we also have to... You know, just like we have to show people like what we're trying to do here, you know? Yeah, that's what I think is the best thing about SA personally.
And
it was good.
You?
For me, basically, what I've seen just over the couple of years is just the youth is finally actually getting a voice, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They actually are able to voice their opinions, their concerns.
Preach.
Everything. So they're able to, you know... Speak to people, you know, whatever problems you have, and try get to a solution.
And be taken seriously.
Exactly, be taken seriously. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
Be taken seriously.
I mean, we might have to fuck shit up sometimes.
Exactly.
They're listening.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember that, I can't remember what school it was. I think it was Parktown.
Yeah.
With the afro, the girls.
Yeah, they really got
taken seriously. And that was a major thing, you know.
Even fees must fall.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Our youth doesn't play around, guys.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So we're forced to be
reckoned. We finally have
for
a
real.
Voice, you know.
I think I agree 100%.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I'm happy about that shit.
I mean, we really have a whole show right here dedicated to the youth.
We have a voice.
Yeah.
So if you are people out there who want a voice, hit us up on Instagram, on Twitter. Instagram, it is The Millennial Gen 2 N's 2 L's, correct? No.
Yes. You were right, bro.
Yes, I'm sorry, I started to dumb myself. Damn. Twitter, it's the same. Facebook, wherever, just find us.
Now,
or
Twitter,
hit us.
There's no E and Gen. It's just G-N.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah. I stand corrected.
Thank you. So, to our guests, because I think we've just about run out of time. Mm-hmm. Why don't you guys plug yourself? Where can they find you on Instagram, Twitters, all the types of social medias? Come on, guys.
But
tell
not,
us where they can
not
find
not Snapchat.
You.
And where's the horn? Where's the horn?
After it went off at a very inappropriate moment, I was like, hell no.
You guys can find me at quids_msebenzi on Instagram and Twitter.
For me also Instagram and Twitter, it's at This Is Tabang.
Okay.
So guys.
What about Malum Tabang? Where's that one?
It's gone.
That one's gone. I had to change. I had to switch up.
All right, guys. So from us here at the Millennial Gym, it's your boy Adeyao, aka Your Majesty, on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and all that.
Did you know it's your boy at Kanye Palmer on everything? Thank you so much for tuning in.
And lastly, Zed Does The Most, Twitter and Instagram.
Yes, y'all. So once again, thank you so much. We appreciate all our guests for coming in today. If you have any questions or if you want to contribute your opinion to said narrative, hit us up on the social medias that we mentioned. But other than that, I wish you guys love, light, and just a spectacular weekend.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, we out.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Some more. It rains. It pours. It rains. It pours. Yo, we actually have more for y'all.
We were joking. We were not joking.
Yeah. Squish up.
This is a special edition.
Yes.
You know, we have an edition at the end of the show.
A whole reboot.
Mm. All right, y'all. So why don't you introduce yourself, Maji?
I go by the name of MTC Quaker. And I'm the founder of Creatives Mercado.
We're happy to have you here. Why don't you tell us a bit about Creative Mercado?
Oh, Creatives Mercado is a digital platform that showcases the growing movement of urban culture, as well as giving upcoming artists a chance to show their work to the world.
Ah, that's dope, dude. That's actually very similar to what we're doing here at the Millennial Gym. So, I mean, where can people find you on Instagram and all of that stuff?
Oh, like... Well, we have a website, the platform, where we showcase all these things.
The artists.
We showcase all things visual, from music, art, fashion, and photography.
Oh, that's swag.
Yeah, so it's www.creativesmankato.co.za.
That's
and
really cool.
On Instagram, we are at creatives_Mankato. On Twitter, as creatives_M. On Facebook, it's creativesmankato.
Ah, wait, how long have you guys been going for, and where are you based?
Oh, like, well, we have two studios. We're based in Limpopo, in Mankato, in Louis Trichard, Mankato, and also in Pretoria.
Oh, okay.
Center.
That's
cool. So you guys have like, quite a few locations.
Yeah.
Yeah, we only have two studios for now. Oh, and okay. We've been doing this since 2014.
So do you guys have like a lot of musicians that you guys...
Yes, we have worked with a lot of artists in the come up.
So how do I as a creative get onto your platform? Like
just through the website.
Yeah, like what we do is we have two things on our company.
Mm-hmm.
Like we have services.
Yeah.
And we also have the platform.
Yeah.
So with services, it's not free.
Awesome.
And with the platform, it's free. So the artist just send us an email at creativesmankato@gmail.com, and we'll take it from then. They send us their music or their work. Let's say they're a painter or any craft that they do. They can send us their work and we review it, and then we feature them on our platform.
Hey, that's really dope. That's really dope.
All right, sweet, dude. Man. Well, unfortunately, that is all we have time for today. Thank you so much for coming in. If you people, you heard it here first. Shout out Creatives Mankato. Again, we say, I hope you have a spectacular weekend, y'all. What we got lined up for them, Ade?
Boy, you know, we got some Saba.
Ooh.
You know, I love me some Saba on a Friday.
Yeah, dog. Perfect way to end the Friday, dog. Hit him with that Saba, right, son.
Well, enough from us. We are.
This is CliffCentral.com.